Everybody, welcome to our weekly meeting for the Mastermind Group for Clear Tai Chi. And with us, good afternoon, gentlemen. And with us today are Art Don from the Washington, D.C. area. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Forrest Obamnia from Columbus, Ohio area, but now he lives in...
Hey guys, yeah, I live in Delaware specifically, but I'm covering like the Columbus, Dublin, and Delaware area, so good to see everyone.
Cool. Harry Legg up in Verona, New Jersey, right across from New York City.
Hello.
And Matt Holker from right here in Maryville, Tennessee, outside of Knoxville.
Hello, everybody. Is it working?
Yeah,
hey, here we are. Hey guys.
So today, basically, last weekend we had the a 5-day workshop on the fighting, how you fight with Tai Chi, not how to use the moves and applications of moves, but the fighting method of Tai Chi. And there are different levels of that, and this was really the first level taken to some depth so that people can do that. And these gentlemen all attended. And what I want to do is that Matt has been talking to folks about how they liked it, what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it, what they experienced, how they experienced it, all that stuff. And I don't know that anybody has asked him, so I'm going to let him talk to y'all, speak to everybody here for a minute about what did you get out of the fighting workshop, or what really stood out to you, or like that. And of course, I'll be asking the rest of you the same question, but we'll start with Matt today.
Yeah, I love the fighting workshop. It put together so many pieces for me and answered so many questions that I had about just, you know, really how do you use Tai Chi for, you know, real world self-defense. And what I keep coming back to as I train in Tai Chi more and more is that there's all these internal principles and there's all this internal power and there's this different ways to generate it, different ways to apply it, different ways to transfer force. And we practice all of this and we practice our sensitivity and we've got all this training, and it's not at all clear how it is, how it works for real. For most of the time, I find it, even though the training is fascinating and I really enjoy it, I find that it for most of my Tai Chi journey, it's been kind of a mystery how any of this stuff would be applied. And doing the fighting workshop the way that we did and really getting down the fighting method, it took all of that for me and it put it together all at once like a thunderbolt. And it was fantastic. It really synced up everything that I've done for the last, 5 years or more with my Tai Chi. It really put it all together and it got me to that place where I'm not confident in my abilities yet, where I would want to spar with it a lot more, but I'm confident in my ability to spar with it. I know what I need to do.
You wouldn't want to fight with it at this point?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight with it. Yeah, but I don't want
to. But you really would want to spar a lot in order to get there.
Right. But yeah, exactly. I really feel confident that I know how I would get there, how I would train, how I will train to use it for real world self-defense. And it's awesome. It's really slick. And I was very, very happy with the way that workshop went for me personally. And it was great to see so many other people having those same kinds of aha moments along the way. I thought that they would, but it was really validating to see everybody have these kinds of shared experiences at these different moments where, where the pieces were coming together and where their skill was really, coming through and where they were really getting it. I was very, very, very happy with all of that.
What was your favorite thing, experience, principle that was applied, or thing that really kind of stands out to you?
Instantly 3D spherically centered. that was my favorite.
Don't make the double weighted error. Yeah.
Do not make the double weighted error and be able to go from wherever you're at right into that, very proper, very spherically centered right away, right now, and just own that.
Which is owning the space right or directly around you, which is key.
Yep.
Yeah.
And doing that drill, I do that. I try to run that on myself. It's not the same as having you take us by surprise and get us in that moment. But I do try to do that a few times a day, every day, because that was, I think, my one favorite piece for myself.
Now, was that something you would say you didn't understand before, or was that something you understood but just hadn't used in that way?
I kind of understood it, but I hadn't used it in that way, and I didn't have it as well as I wanted it. I had a sort of an understanding of it, but when you really have to use it as a real world defense against someone who's kind of slugging you, it's like, oh, that's what spherically centered is. That's the position that's correct. Because anything that's not correct, you're eating a little bit of a punch. And so we had ways of doing that nice and friendly and all that, but it was still a little bit of a thunk, and that feedback, and doing it for real that way forces you to be in the correct position, where you can't second guess it. It's just that, yeah, this is where I need to be operating from. And so finding that place for me was worth the whole price of it. But then on top of it, being able to then go from that into the fighting method, the soft method particularly I'm thinking of, and to really be able to use that position and that body quality for practical real world self-defense against somebody who's really bringing heat. That was neat. It was cool to see that, even though we were doing it in kind of a nice friendly way, like I said, it was still like, if I zigged when I should have zagged, I might've got tagged. And to see how it works for real, and to really be able to use this stuff in just 5 days, and to get at least a good sense of how it works, and what the body of training is from here on out, is it's just amazing, really. To have something like that I've always thought was this just mystical thing that, like, 30 years from now, maybe you'll be a Tai Chi master and somehow the mysteries will unravel. And like, that's kind of what I was told to begin with. And, to have it laid out so simply and so clearly in 5 days, is pretty amazing.
Cool. Yeah. Forrest, same question.
Hey, so I got a lot out of, the 5 days. I'm here with Alicia too.
Hi, Alicia.
And she, we both, took away a whole bunch of lessons on the fighting techniques. I mean, the three different methods were really fascinating to see back to back. And I think the hard style that we got, that's just crucial to have. And then the soft style and all those individual components Matt was just talking about, that really put together a whole complete picture. I think it unlocks like a whole another set of things that we have to work on here. So, I don't think I had a sense of the fighting stuff at all before this workshop, and now I'm taking away a way clearer vision of it. So, yeah, grateful for all that. Thank you.
Hold on, Forrest. What was the thing? What was the one thing or things that stood out to you that really was your either favorite thing or that you got the most out of?
One thing that I took away big time was just the ability to spar in a really productive way. I would say when we were doing the sparring and how we were doing it, it was like every single time you get hit or you have a technique work or something, it was just like learning, 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 learning. And so just having that method and being able to work that with a partner. Yeah, I was just going to say that with the sparring method, I think that's just going to up my game considerably every single time I practice that way.
Cool. And you've got a practice partner, so hey.
Yeah, it works out good.
Was there something in there that you didn't understand before or that really surprised you in how it worked?
I mean, what about you, Alicia? Do you have anything that stuck out in particular?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I learned a whole lot. I feel like this was the first real, like, five-day workshop that I've ever been to with you. So, I mean, for me, it was a lot of new information. Yeah, I mean, I would echo the sparring method. I think that was probably my favorite part out of the whole experience, was learning how to spar and then seeing, like, how the different moves apply in that situation. So, like, I really, really liked when we did, you know, one person, we were sparring, and then it was like you had 1 second to respond, and then the next person had 1 second to respond. And so taking it slow like that, but also fast, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do here. That was really helpful to be able to see what my options were in various situations, and then how quickly I could get myself tied up in a situation where I was like, oh crap. That was all super helpful. The Belladiri method, I mean, that hard method was amazing. I feel like if I ever feel threatened, that is absolutely what I'm jumping to, because I feel very secure in at least frightening someone, if not doing some damage there.
Cool. Yeah, all great. I guess the one thing that stuck out to me that was a really good add for my skill sets was the hen ha. All that stuff was really awesome, and I got to see, like, the power of that. That was
see it in actual application and what that involves. Yeah, a lot of people have read about that a little bit. There's some books, a number of different Tai Chi books where they're referencing the classics that talk about that, but none of them in a way where people can actually do it. And in this workshop, we actually had you doing it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. That was awesome.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
When Tai Chi fights, it is vicious. Every move in Tai Chi has at least one eye, throat, or groin strike concealed in the movement. For much more on that, go to viciestaichi.com. I created a course that shows where the quick and dirty fight enders are hidden in the Tai Chi form. Many of the applications are so simple that you can pick them up just by watching the video. The course has a broad selection of moves that are common in most Tai Chi forms. And once you watch the applications in this program, you will start seeing eye, throat, and groin strikes everywhere in Tai Chi. Once again, that course is available at viciestaichi.com. That's viciestaichi.com.
Okay, Harry, same set of questions.
All right, thank you, Sifu. I'll echo everything everyone else has said thus far. It was just really neat for me to look at all the various body qualities, energy states that we're normally doing in our form and in push hands, you know, whether it's contracting and expanding, condensing, mind in, mind out, what frequency we're operating at, which was actually a more new thing for me in this workshop. I haven't really played with that in push hands so much. Hen and haw, of course, coiling, all the various things that we are doing and working on, taken to the next level or levels, using it to really fight. And in the level of the amount of sparring that we got to do over these 5 days was phenomenal. You know, safe and reasonable, of course, but really, really helpful to see where this stuff goes. And you don't see this otherwise. I've yet to see any training from all the various other teachers I've had where we hone in on this sort of stuff for 5 days. It was amazing, and I can't wait to continue honing, because now, you know, you learn what your weaknesses are pretty darn quick. So
one of the things that I think Harry's alluding to, and I'll let him tell you, is that one of the statements that I've made about this, and for what I see from most other folks out there that claim that they're fighting with Tai Chi, is that they say they're fighting with Tai Chi and it ends up looking like MMA, kickboxing. And although there's some elements of your punching and your kicking, Tai Chi as a fighting method is unmistakably Tai Chi. You know it the second you see somebody moving with it that long. It's very evident that it's Tai Chi and not just MMA that somebody's calling Tai Chi.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that, my read on that is that's what you're, that's that was what you were referring to there.
Yes, very much so.
The other thing that Harry's not saying that I'll say for him is that his partner is a 30-year continuous practitioner. So a lot of people say, I have 30 years in the martial arts. And what they mean is they had 5 years, and then they had 5 years off, and then they did another couple years, and then a few years off. And then, you know, if you look at the 30 years for how much time they really put in the practice, you take the average 10-year practitioner, and they've got about equivalent amounts of time and ability in the arts, in reality. He had a 30-year martial arts fighting style practitioner for a partner who's really been doing it consistently for 30 years, and you could tell. And so that made for some fun times for Harry.
Yes, Chris was a great partner.
So I'll let you talk about, and so it also made him have to really do the stuff and really do it well. We call it incentive. They punch real hard, and you got to either do it right or realize you didn't do it right, and then now we're going to go again. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a really good exchange between the two of us. There were things that his skill sets that he had that weren't really anything that I had spent much time with, that proved challenging to deal with. At the same time, I had a number of skill sets from all the Tai Chi that I do with you that were not quite where he was with things, skill set wise. So it was a really good compliment back and forth. One of the issues where I was weakest was in dealing with his kicks. He's done a lot of really high quality, fancy kicks, not just straight on.
High quality, powerful, and fancy meaning.
Yeah, interesting angles and things that are hard to deal with that you don't know how to read on purpose. So that was difficult, to deal with, which was really good. When I turned on some of the things that I excel at, you know, the really heavy bear quality, and absorbing, that gave him a hard time. So it was great. I was thrilled to have Chris as a partner. So that worked out really well.
Cool. Yeah. Let's see here. What would you say was your favorite thing, experience, applied principle?
Oof.
Anything that stands out to you that when you came away, it was like, that was pretty slick, or I like that enough, I'm going to be thinking about that a lot, or?
Yes. Float. That really is freaking cool. So I want to learn. I want that bad.
Yeah. Cool. What was something that you didn't understand before, or that really surprised you for how it could be applied or used, or how well you could use it over the 5 days?
There's probably a couple of things. The one that jumps out the most would be Hen and Haw, how effective that is in a whole range of things. And then when you talked about coiling with it, I'm like, wow, nice. I wouldn't have thought of that. So there were a number of those moments with stuff over the, cool. the workshop.
Excellent. Art, same questions.
Well, what I found most interesting about the workshop, and possibly the most helpful, was that the way that it correlated the fighting method with the applications, in the sense that we would do the fighting method with the sparring, and then and you pointed this out a lot, how that would lead into a position that was a technique and not
hi, Jim.
Hey Jim, not that we were using a technique in the method exactly. It was more reverse, that we're using the fighting technique, and then it would a particular.
You can freeze in place. You be in the middle of doing your stuff, if you're fighting with it correctly. Freeze in place, and then not realize you were in a Tai Chi position while you were fighting, because you're just doing the fighting. And then when I said freeze, and you'd freeze there, have your partner step away, and you would look at it and be like, wait a minute, I'm actually in brush knee. I'm actually in fan through the back. I'm actually in rise and fall. I'm actually in strum to loot. And that's what you were referring to, is that it was that a lot of people, when they would do that, would be like, wow, I didn't even realize I was into Tai Chi moves. but because the fighting method, and so it's like normally people think do the fighting moves and then you get to the fighting method, which is almost impossible. I've not met anybody who got the fighting method by doing that. And I've met a lot of Tai Chi people, right? A lot of Tai Chi masters and everything else. But if you do, if you fight with it correctly and you stop, the Tai Chi should be evident right then and there. And more, 9 times out of 10, you're specifically in one of the postures as long as you're staying correct to the principles. So that's what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Right, right. And I liked how learning this led to how you use the application, almost in the sense that you're using the application almost unconsciously as you're doing the fighting method, and in particular, the single whip, the cloud hands, will be the technique you're using, which helped a lot where I had the question of, well, we learn the postures and the forms, and you learn technique, and this technique is for this or that, so, which sounds as though, well, you learn the technique and then this punch comes in, or that kick, or an overhead strike, and you use this technique for it. And I thought, well, okay, that makes sense in sort of an academic way, but, and I guess with training, one might do that, but the way it was introduced and with working on actually practicing the fighting method first, it led to the technique. I could see how the technique was valuable, and the performance of the correct technique posture was good, but it was brought about by the fighting technique, not the other way.
That was the
big enlightenment for me as far as correlating technique to self-defense, I guess. It was like the sort of the missing link in the process.
Sure. Yeah, this was true as long as you would maintain all the principles correctly and get the benefit out of those, then it would do that. If you were breaking some of the principles and you froze, it was like, that's not good. That's not where I want to be. And you could tell that you were struggling when you were fighting. So, yeah, exactly. Cool. What was your favorite? Was there a favorite thing or a principle or experience or application?
Well, that was certainly very high on my list of what I got out of it. But also, and this was something I worked with a little bit as far as just taking a punch, because I'd never been in any sort of fighting or sparring situation, or, you know, getting hit. And I'd known, you know, that your group and the way you teach, you take a punch and you can. And I thought, well, I've done all this and I should be able to. But actually just working with you and some other people, a partner, Daniel and Glenn, and just taking a punch just gave me a sense of, I guess, security that I may not block everything exactly. Someone may sneak something in, but still the body, just through the process of practicing Tai Chi and the other associated activities, just makes me strong enough where if I'm not perfect with something, I still have a last line of defense, sort of, so I can do what I do or what I might need to do, but still know that I have, as I say, a back reserve of defense.
In the program, when we're teaching that, I showed you about half a dozen different methods for dispelling the power from a force received and how to do that instantly so that in a situation you're not doubled over, that you can get rid of it and continue to right then and there and continue to fight without that punch basically incapacitating you. Were you able to use at least one, ideally more, of those methods effectively after we trained it, so that if you got punched like that, you were able to really take it, get rid of the force received from it, and continue without having to stop in the process? And this is a question really out of curiosity.
Right. Yeah. I worked with, among others, the taking the punch with a lot of relaxation and the correct posture, the sort of turtle shell posture, and letting it go in. But if I was a little tense or something and got some actual impact, I could relax more and sort of exhale, like breathe it out right away. And even with a mild punch, something to know that I know it was there, I knew I could, at least at a basic level, work the process, and it was just a matter of continuing with the effort to get better and better at it.
Cool. Was there a thing that you really didn't understand before, or that was really very new to you on the whole thing, or regarding Tai Chi and or you applying Tai Chi?
Well, yes, and this gets back to really what I was initially indicated, that how the application of technique in a fight and how that would work, going from the fighting technique to or from the fighting method to the actual posture that you would find yourself in. So that just made a big impression on me, and it helps when I work with doing the form and the Belladiri, just to sort of see what might happen. And I just thought that was great. As I say, there was a wealth of information, but I really appreciated the fighting technique, the fighting method with the technique, and taking a punch and expelling the energy.
By the way, Belladiri is what I call the flowing, continuous fighting method of Tai Chi for how it fights. And rather than say that mouthful of words, I just call it Belladiri, which basically means, is translated as like the fighting dance and it's for whatever style it is, including in this case Tai Chi. It is a foreign word, but the principle can apply to anything. That would be, if you've got a boxer and they're boxing, you could say, and they've got a method of doing that on their own, like kind of like shadow boxing, and if they're using it with a partner, but that same fighting flow, Belladiri is a word that connotates that. And it also has to do with self-defense. It's like a self-defense flowing fighting method. Anyway, so instead of that big mouthful of words, we just call it that. And so that's just, so that's not a word known normally to people doing Tai Chi,
right,
or that's part of the Tai Chi. It's a word we're using for reference to keep it short and simple. All right, cool.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Iron palm is the kung fu name for a powerful hand that can do a lot of damage without getting injured. The safest and healthiest way to get there is with a method called internal iron palm. Internal iron palm only requires your own body and your own mind. You don't need a partner or any extra equipment. With the internal method, your opponent feels like you have a brick in your hand, when you, even though you feel relaxed and like it didn't take any effort. It's easy to you. My name is Richard Clear, and internal power is what I do. I created a unique online course to give you internal iron palm on your schedule. Once you know the method, you can do it whenever you have time in as little as 5 minutes a day. The program is so successful that I put a money back guarantee on it. Find out more at internalironpalm.com. That's internalironpalm.com. Thank you.